I'm Tom Rowe, and coming to you with the election results for the primary election Tuesday, September 12th. In Rensselaer County, the Republican nomination for county executive is still too close to call. Steve McLaughlin had declared victory on television, but Christopher Meyer, who's just trailing slightly, says that the absentee ballots will probably decide the difference. In Durham, the Republican primary for town supervisor, Sean Marriott, defeated incumbent William A. Carr Jr., 126-106. In Durham, the town council Republican primary, the two winners were Linda A. Sutton with 126 votes and Nicholas C. Nahas, incumbent, with 122 votes. Deborah A. Kennedy trailed with 95 votes. Carmel M. Rustic had 94 votes, and there was one write-in vote. In Durham, for the member of county committee in District 1, four winners, Chrissy D. Coors with 101 votes, Sean D. Marriott with 91 votes, George F. Deckers with 82 votes, and Brian W. Goff with 58 votes. This is the Republican District 1 Durham member of county committee. In District 2, Durham County Committee Republican, Linda A. Sutton is a winner. Therese M. McGee is a winner with 59 votes. Sutton had 70. George T. Carroll had 54 votes, and Joan M. Breslin had 39. Behind, not with enough, Melinda M. King with 37, J. Garrick with 36, and Alan J. Schmidt with 36. So only two or three votes separate the last winner, and that may go to absentees. There was one write-in vote. Member of County Committee Republican Prattsville District 1, four winners, Greg T. Cross, 40 votes, David W. Martin with 38 votes, Kenneth J. Argerma with 35 votes, Dennis Hull with 30 votes, and then Joyce Peckham didn't have enough. She got 25 votes with zero write-ins. In the town of New Baltimore, Supervisor Independence Party nomination, 12 write-in votes, unknown. Town of New Baltimore Town Council Independence, 25 write-ins, unknown, and 11 write-ins for town clerk in the town of New Baltimore Independence Party primary. In Claremont, there were 11 write-in votes for the supervisor in the Independence Party, and Ray Stotts got all of them, all 11 Ray Stotts for Claremont supervisor in the Independence Party. The town council in Claremont Independence Party, Robert Desmond got 9 write-in votes. Chris Gildersleeve got 8 write-in votes. Sarah Takas and Dawn Brownson each got 1 write-in vote, and there was another write-in vote. Claremont Town Clerk Independence Party Mary Helen Shannon got 9 write-in votes. In Greenport, Supervisor Independence Party primary, Kathy Leck Eldridge, 28 votes. Edward F. Nabosny, 12 votes. In Greenport Town Council Independence primary, two winners, Janice Brodkowski with 22 write-in votes, Carol Peckham with 15 write-in votes. They defeated Clayton Clark Jr. with 10 write-in votes and Anthony Roach Jr. with 2 write-in votes, another write-in vote. Hudson, citywide Democratic Party primary Common Council president, Tom DiPietro got 415 votes, Steve Dunn 274. There were 5 Democratic write-ins and 19 Independent Party write-ins. Hudson alderperson Ward 1 Democratic Party, Rob Bujon, with 157 votes, was the winner. Kamel Johnson also won with 140 votes, and Michael O'Hara finished third with 89 votes. There were 3 write-in votes. Hudson alderperson Ward 2 Democratic Party, Tiffany M. Garriga, with 79 votes, is the winner. Second place, actually. Dewan A. Sarawar got 103 votes for the victory. Tiffany M. Garriga also gets on with 79 votes, and Victor Mendolia falls short with 54 votes, with 3 write-ins. Hudson Supervisor Ward 3 Democratic Party primary, Michael Shimides won with 83, John Friedman with 43 finished second. Hudson Supervisor Ward 4 Democratic Party, Linda Mussman 87, William Hughes Jr. 72. There are apparently enough absentee votes to swing that race, so absentee votes will be counted in a few days. There was 1 write-in in the Democratic race and 4 write-ins in the Independence Party Hudson Supervisor Ward 4 race. Hudson alderperson Ward 4 Democratic Party primary, Rich Trixie Volo got 84 votes the most. John Rosenthal also got 81 votes. Those two are the winners. Lauren Scalera finished third with 67 votes. There was 1 write-in. And Hudson alderperson Ward 4 Common Council President Citywide Independence Party vote, there were 4 write-ins. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC.